proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew Nugget, which is a Hebrew word study, and this material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. In the last nugget, we discussed the steep and jagged cliffs, often called the Cathedral Cliffs, that ring the western shore of the Dead Sea and guard the entrance to the Judean Desert. In Hebrew, we call this Midbar Yehuda. This steep and treacherous area is the home of the ibex. The English King James Version uses the word hind, translated from ayelet, with the plural in Hebrew ayelot, and this word is first mentioned in Genesis 49, verse 21, which reads in Jacob's prophecy of his sons, saying, Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Job 39, verse 1, and Psalm 29, verse 9, speak of the time of year when the hinds give birth, which is in March. Saul pursued David relentlessly for many years and almost killed him many times, but God always helped David to escape. When David was finally delivered from King Saul, he wrote his thanksgiving prayer down in the form of 2 Samuel chapter 22, which was later placed in the Psalms as Psalm 18. The verse I am most interested in is 2 Samuel 22, verse 34, where it reads, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me up upon high places. David had intimate knowledge of the habits of the Yael, because he often lived in their habitat in En Gedi. In 1 Samuel 24, verses 1 and 2, it reads, And it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all of Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. Now, the phrase of the wild goats here refers to the ibex. Now, during the 10 years that David lived in the Judean wilderness, he had to learn to trust God alone. However, one teacher that God sent to David were the graceful ibex whose homes he shared. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 34, David made particular mention of the feet of the ibex. This is because their feet is most important asset. His hooves have a sharp outer rim and a soft inner pad, which provides traction on slippery rock surfaces. The rugged and treacherous terrain that is the home of the Yael is also his protection. The ibex can climb up or down the sheer cathedral cliffs of the Dead Sea region. The high places are their home. When enemies approach, they climb even higher so that the enemy cannot follow. What appears to be a precipice of danger to us is a very safe place for the ibex. Like David, we also can learn much from the ibex. At the beginning of 2 Samuel 22, David wrote of God, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. As the ibex make their homes high on the rocks, David said God was his rock. When enemies come upon the ibex, their safest place is often the most dangerous looking place, on the edge of some precipice where no enemy will dare climb. Perhaps the times in our life that appear to be dangerous is actually just the Lord putting us out of harm's way. Again, David wrote in Psalm 104, verse 18, The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. The high hills referred here are to the cathedral cliffs and the wild goats, of course, being the ibex. The word refuge is also important. The theological word book of the Old Testament says of the Hebrew word makseh, while it is used literally of taking shelter from a rainstorm, or it refers to from danger from the high hills. It is more often used figuratively of seeking refuge and thus putting confident trust in God. David says the cliffs are a place of trust for the ibex and God was his place of trust for David. God gave the ibex sure feet on the rocks, and he gave David sure feet on the slippery slopes of life so he could skillfully maneuver. The New Testament word for trust is faith. Hundreds of years after David, the prophet Habakkuk wrote his book reiterating David's words as a closing doxology to the life of faith, which is often like life on the edge. Habakkuk 3 verse 19 reads, The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon high places. Now, this has been a Hebrew Nugget provided by our good friend of ministry, Jackie Powell. You can read more of her website at lightforisrael.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.